Welcome to another Carlin Light Sports Show. I'm Robert Lightlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, Sean, recently there was a special Apex Sports Carnival on down at Norwood Oval.
Apex Sports Fest at Norwood Oval.
Yeah.
Just gone last weekend. And I found out about it because I have a young boy I'm teaching who's into MMA, mixed martial arts. And do you know much about mixed martial arts?
Well,
you, like the UFC, like kickboxing is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you think UFC is one obviously probably the biggest competition, and that's just exploded worldwide. And you know, people who fight in UFC, like they're the top fighters, and you know, in the fighting world or even outside that, really are world known names. So they become very famous. So back in the day, I guess people did have done karate and judo and all of that stuff as
kung fu traditional
sort of martial arts. But MMA is all of those together, and one of the really big ones that is has been really taking the world by storm for well over a decade now is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which is a lot of ground fighting, grappling, etc., which is a big part of MMA fighting. Anyway, this young fella, Cody Mayberry, he was going for – he's having his first competition, and he trains at a gym called Cardio Flex, which is down in Paraca. The guy that runs that gym is also, was also promoting this particular – it's an inaugural first of its kind, I think, in SA really, but it got off ground last Saturday and had a whole range of different activities all over Norwood Oval, very different than what you would expect with football or baseball. I know you've been there many times for baseball.
Gridiron, I've seen the first gridiron game was played at Norwood Oval.
Well, let's talk – no, gridiron was not played this time, but I'll tell you something very similar, which I really love watching, medieval battles.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen – there's currently a commercial on TV. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's people painted in war paint.
Yeah.
And they've got all their shields and stuff, and they're fighting in a big field. Now, this is exactly what these guys and girls do. And I've got to say, I mean, of all the things I saw, this really took my fancy, because these guys, like Saturday was a hot day. I was in the sort of mid-30s. These guys are in full armor. Like the good old days, medieval days, over their armor, they have all these tunics and so on. So they're dressed like you would expect. Helmets, the whole lot. Now, would you expect that these guys and girls would be using real axes, swords, hammers, maces, etc.? Or do you think they, if they're doing this sort of medieval fighting, that they might be sort of made of rubber or wood or something like that?
No, they'd be real.
They are real. Now, of course, they're blunt, they're not sharp, but they were interesting, because as they were doing their fighting, they had some of the people walking around talking to the people watching, giving out information. And this one guy was saying, yes, we've got armor, and he was banging his armor. And then he got this other guy, come over here, and he brings an axe. And this guy starts chopping into his back with this axe, hitting him pretty hard. And I'm like, well, this is crazy, right? And then this other big guy says, no, that's not good enough, grabs the axe off this smaller guy, and it's almost like he's chopping down a damn tree. And I don't think the guy on the mic was ready for it, because this guy hit him pretty hard. And I thought, these guys are for real. Like, this is real stuff. The fights they had that I saw were a three-on-three. They had three-on-three. They had one-on-one, two, and they were team stuff. And I was talking to one of the girls who was giving out information. I said, like, what? Tell me more about it. And she said they have fights up to 150 per team.
Participants.
So they'll go to a big field and they basically battle each other, knock the hell out of each other, and you just keep going until basically you can't.
Well, there was an ad on TV for the beer ad that had all the all that type of armor and everything as well. It's, of course, I think of two particular shows. One of obviously Braveheart, even though they're not dressed as much armor, but do you remember Knight's Tale?
Yes.
Yep. And
Heath Ledger, yeah.
Yeah, and they used to get on the horses and
the jousting.
And the
well, there's
the
no
lances.
Jousting. These guys, and they punch and throw and like hit each other to the ground. I did see one guy get actually, I think he got pretty badly injured, because it was a 3-on-3 fight, and they were like, and with their shields as well, like they will hit each other straight in the face with the shields. It's just full on. Anyway, this poor guy, this guy grabbed him with his sledgehammer, pulled him in, and then threw him to the ground. And I think with all this armor on, like he obviously, as he went down, he's twisted his knee and he was in a lot of pain. So they stopped it straight away. They had medics there, and so it was well done. But you think, I took my hat off to these guys because I thought this is a really crazy sport.
Well, you know Ballarat, and there was
I do, yeah.
Kyle Castle? K-R-A-L-L, Kyle?
I think K-Y-R-A-L.
Yeah.
And if you were my mum, you'd say Castle because she's Victorian. You wouldn't say Castle. But we went there as I remember going there as a young kid. Yeah.
Seeing all the medieval stuff there.
It's really interesting because it sort of piques your imagination. Like all those movies, as you say, and books and stories that we know about about knights and medieval times, when you actually see it sort of takes you back to that and real fantasy type stuff, but you're watching it. And I was seriously amazed at how hard they hit each other.
Now, I saw on the card there was Ironclad Academy of the Sword. Was that associated with that?
That was a different one, and it was a bit like fencing. So when I watched that one, to me, it was certainly more subdued than the medieval fighting. It's a bit more controlled and regulated. But if you think fencing, where they've got the more lighter swords and it's very sort of up and down, these guys had bigger swords. They were larger swords, but not sharp, but similar rules to fencing, except they weren't tied to anything and they had an area which they could move around in a more sort of 360-degree fashion. And so similar thing, like if you hit someone on the arm, chest, head, so on, you scored points. And they had, I think you have, it's the first to score 7 points. And that was, again, it was certainly, as I said, more subdued, but probably a little bit more technical. And again, talking to the people running that, that was a good thing about the day, that they were there demonstrating their activities and sharing information with the people watching. And so that was, I quite enjoyed it. Again, very skillful, the sword work.
Now, this is an oldie but a goodie, arm wrestling.
Well, I didn't get to see actual arm wrestling. I saw them weighing in and there were some big guys there. And arm wrestling, of course, is a professional sport and there's guys all around the world who make a living out of it. And so have you – I'm not great at arm wrestling.
I used to be, but I'm a bit older now.
Well, I'm older now too, but I've got these really long limbs and they're great for hammer throwing and discus throwing, but I don't think they're great for arm wrestling. And I was watching people warm up and so on, and but I have seen some footage of – you've got these really big strong men now and they've tried to arm wrestle the world champion. And these guys are massive. I mean, talking these strong men who are 6'8", 450 pounds, arm wrestling guys who are in there like 200, 250 pounds. And the arm wrestling wrestlers win, of course. Like, you think these guys are super strong, but there's that technique to it.
Yeah.
And
wasn't Sylvester Stallone in a movie about it?
They're over the top, that movie. That was called Over the Top. That was, I remember that one. Put the cap on backwards and off you go.
Did you take the arm out of arm wrestling and have just ordinary wrestling?
Well, there was wrestling, and I did watch a little bit of the wrestling. And so they had two areas side by side. One was the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, which has obviously wrestling components, and then they had the actual wrestling on the area next to it. So there's some similar stuff like the grappling and holding and throwing and all those type of things. But, again, don't ask me about all the rules, but I could certainly see – my mind, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu seemed a bit more technical, like there was a lot more going on, whereas wrestling, if you can knock or push the person out of the fighting area, out of the circle, if you can get them on their back, pin them, you win points.
Whereas for 3 seconds.
There's all these. Yeah. And so, and then the Jiu-Jitsu is, there's a lot of different rules there, and I would be wrong in trying to explain it because I don't really understand it, but some of the bouts were very over very, very quickly, and some like that. You could see wrestling and jiu-jitsu. I think people think the contact stuff, the kicking, the punching is really – but when you see these guys wrestling and holding and like they're working really hard.
Well, I'm going through looking at all these events. I can see there is one there for me. It's called disc golf. I've got a frisbee somewhere at home.
Well, yes. To me, and I'm not having a go frisbee golf or disc golf, I didn't see it. There was no demonstration when I was there. And I was there, I got there just before lunch and stayed for a few hours to watch a few things. I didn't see that, but obviously, if you can throw a frisbee and be accurate, then you've got some success there. But that's probably more yours and my style these days.
Now, we were talking about Sylvester Stallone before. Was he there? Because we got boxing as well.
Well, The boxing and like the Muay Thai was, which I think would have been the really big draw cards. They had a couple of cages and the ring set up. Now that was on later in the evening. Now I wasn't there then, so I can't really comment. But I know that being to a few different like MMA nights and boxing here, that would have been a pretty big crowd, because it's not really sort of, you say it is a different culture, but there's certainly a lot of interest in fighting all around the world, and there's certainly SA is no different, Adelaide's no different. There's a lot of fighting gyms now set up, and as I was saying before, MMA back in the day, you know, like say the karate, the kung fu, judo, that was sort of traditional stuff, and that still exists. But now, of course, MMA is a sport, a very big sport. And kids are now getting straight into that. They're not going, well, I'm going to do karate and get my black belt. They're going to MMA gyms, and they work very hard. They learn skills in all sorts of disciplines. And Muay Thai, you know, the kickboxing, Thai kickboxing is a very big sport, as, of course, is boxing still.
I remember a decade or so ago they had some boxing at Gawler down at the recreation centre. That was pretty good. I went down to watch that. And then, of course, 2000 at the Olympics, I saw the semi-finals of boxing. It's one of the most popular sports in the world.
Oh, it is. And, yeah, it's one of those things that there's detractors of any type of contact type of sport like that. But it's been part of us as a species forever. I mean, it's something that people have done for a long, long time. And so it's not going away. And people, you know, learning self-defense and understanding that is one thing. And then you've also got it as a sport. So people got to remember that these sports they're highly controlled and regulated. You've got your referees, you've got all your doctors, all those type of things. So, and of course, the fighters going into those scenarios are well-trained, and so they understand all that. So it's different between violence that might occur on the street versus actually fighting as a sport.
I mean, in boxing, you don't get people biting your ear off or anything, do you?
Let's not talk about that.
No.
But one thing that I really enjoyed, and I wish I could have stayed all day to watch it, was the strongman.
Yeah.
Because I love that sport. I'm way too old to be in that, but you think, geez, I wish I was younger, because that would be something now. Again, strongman has been a big thing around the world, but it seems to be getting bigger and bigger. And I really enjoyed, I got to see the first strongman event, which was called the Farmer's Walk.
Wow. The Farmer's Walk. What'd they do, carry milk bottles?
Well, something heavier. Maybe that's where it comes from. But these guys, again, they had a course. They only had a small area to work in because they had all these other, of course, disciplines going on. But they had to carry 100 kilos in each hand.
100 kilos?
200
two
kilos.
People.
Two people. Like carrying two. Now, they had these sort of long bars that they could put weights onto. And then they had set up a course, which – from what I've seen before on TV and YouTube, they tend to do this more in a straight line, but I think because of their limited space, they had to go in a square, and the square was about 30 meters, so it was quite a short area. So they had corners they had to deal with. Now, these guys are carrying like I don't know what you call it, but it had the weights on it, each weighing 100 kilos, or about a meter long, so weights either end. So the whole thing was moving backwards and forwards, and these guys, one, to even pick it off the ground.
Wow.
200 kilos in total. Try lifting. That's a lot anyway. But they made it look easy. And then off they go. They had to walk as far as they could, and whoever walked the furthest. So imagine that pressure on your grip. But the winner went over 4 and a bit laps, so 120 plus meters.
Wow.
Carrying these 200 or 100 kilo weights each, but 200 in total.
Now, I saw listed there Chinese lion dance. Did you see that?
I did not. I missed that.
That would have been the highlight for me because I wouldn't have even got a sweat up watching it.
Well, that's always – I mean, the Chinese, the dancing like that, we've all seen that, haven't we? And that's quite spectacular.
Well, look, that's fantastic. Let us know when it's on again. I would be keen on going.
Well, it was interesting. And next time I'd love to go and watch a little bit more, and maybe – because there was so much going on. And, again, being out Nord Oval was a really good spot because – you could sit up in the grandstand and watch some of it. Like, so you could, there was plenty of space so you could walk out to watch all the different activities. And they had the main boxing ring and the fighting cage set up around near the goal end, which would be the southern end. So again, people could sit in that grandstand there, and they get plenty of people to watch. So well done to now Craig Ickey, who I don't know very well, but he was the main organizer. So well done to Craig and his crew. There were a lot of people working on the day for getting that off the ground.
Fantastic. Well done. And especially supporting one of your students. Well done.
Well, he did pretty well too for a young guy. He had three fights and won two, won in 6 seconds.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. And against older guys too, in his last bout, which unfortunately he lost, was 6.5 minutes.
Wow.
Now that's a lot of, that's a long time to be doing the jiu-jitsu. So I think he was pretty, I think he should be pretty proud of what he did.
Absolutely. So ends another Carlin Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.